about concentration and calmness, because Tam said that she heard on one of your talks, she heard you mention that concentration manifests as calm, and this sounded a bit strange.
Concentration manifests calm because each kusala moment is calm. But when it's not strong enough, can you see it? But when it's like bhavana, kusala is stronger because concentration is stronger. So you can see that instead of saying about calm, we can say that the concentration is strong because it can condition more calmness. Without concentration, how can you recognize calm? Without concentration, how can you recognize calm? Because all kind of kusala is calm, but when concentration is not strong, like when there is the development of calmness, calm appears because of the strength of concentration which accompany it.
So you are talking about the ekakata chitta,
chetasika,
or the pasadi chetasika?
Ekakata chetasika,
or pasadi chetasika?
Pasadi, yes. Usually pasadi is that which is calm, serenity, but without samadhi it does not appear. Like now, with all kusala moments.
So, only together, arising
together, right.
And pasati, mm-hmm. that it's manifested as calm. Mm-hmm.
So only in the development of samatha, when the concentration is stronger, mm-hmm. or for example, at the moment of vipassana jnanas, when the concentration is strong, upachara samadhi at that level, then the calm is apparent at that time.
So one has to know where one come across such word, when and where and what. Panya is there, but Panya can understand realities as they are, together with the strength of other indriya, satta, viriya, samadhi, Panya together. But satta is not necessary to show up at all, but the samadhi, one can see that it can understand a reality because of the one-pointedness or ekakata cetasika.
You said the sada doesn't necessarily show up?
It's there.
It must be there.
The five indriya. But since it can understand clearly only one object at a time because of the one-pointedness, so clear and strong there.
When there is kusala citta, there's a lot more jetasikas arise with sopana citta, isn't there, rather than akusala?
Yes, because only 14 types of akusala, but they do not all arise together. But for the sopana citta, the 19 types has to arise together.
So there are many chitta-sikas arising with one chitta at a time, but when panya arises with that chitta, for example, panya understands only clearly one characteristic of one chitta-sika, for example, not all at the same time, right?
Not all, only just one at a time.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, panya is not as clear enough. So sati is clearer. That's why develop satipatthana until panya is clear.
But back to the original question, and so even when the concentration is strong enough, the wholesome concentration is strong enough.
It has to accompany with Panya.
With Panya, and the calm is apparent, but can one actually say that concentration manifests as calm because they're two separate chetasikas?
When an object appears as object, clearly.
Yes.
Because of concentration.
Yes.
To one point of this.
Yes.
Chetasika.
So the calm is apparent, but can one say the concentration manifests
because
as calm?
Because together.
Together, yes.
Together.
Otherwise, normally we don't know ekagita chitta. Even if it arises with own chitta,
but Panya is
the moment of.
But Panya has to go together with samadhi. That's why it says samadhi and Panya together.
Yoked together. Yeah. Because actually, in daily life, for example, when we concentrate on an exam or we focus on driving very carefully, concentration can appear, but it's akusala concentration. So the common strong concentration. So then, because there's no calm at those moments, because it's akusala concentration. So it's only, the calm is only apparent when it's the developed concentration with understanding.
In the case that you say, like when you are concentrated on driving or like just something doing in akusala chitta,
yes,
then it cannot be known the characteristic of ekagita chitta, chittasika cannot be known because there's no panya at that moment, right?
But it's like when there's strong attachment in a day, that characteristic of attachment can be known. It's a reality. And the same thing, akusala concentration, when you're really concentrating very hard on robbing a bank or studying for an exam, then that is a reality. It can be known, that concentration can be known, but it's akusala concentration.
Or we can say that it appears.
It appears.
Because so, no panya then to understand, just appear. Because there are many chetasikas, which one appears? While you have intention to drive carefully, then samadhi appears. Try to have one pointedness or just one object.
So the concentration that is apparent in daily life that can be known is the akusala concentration.
It is very different in terms of the very precise and clear understanding of the characteristic of ekagata chetasika in two different cases, right?
Not at all, when there's no understanding that it's only a reality. For example, when we talk about seeing, it's not clear understanding at all yet until Panya developed.
But the ekagata chetasika, whether it's kusala or akusala chetasika, it's still the same chetasika. But, of course, when it's kusala, it's very different from when it's akusala.
But because when it says that its manifestation is calm,
that's a kusala chetasika. Kusala ekagata. When it's akusala concentration, akusala citta, no calm at all. Like even if you're walking in the beautiful quiet forest and concentrating on the bird noises, it may seem very calm, but actually it's not calm at all.
It's restlessness.
The opposite.
With tanja.
Dosa are the sobana chitasika, right?
The the sober nacitta seekers, yes, that arise with all sober nacittas, yes. Yes.
19 sober nacitta seekers. In general, universal for sober nacitta seekers, but there are more. Panya is not included in the 19. Altogether, there are 25.
Minimum 19.
Minimum 19, but for example, like at a moment of friendliness or kindness, 19 sober nacitta seekers, but no panya, so panya doesn't always arise with them. Why do we say they arise with all sober nacitta, not with why don't we just say with all kusala cheetahs? Why do we distinguish between sobana and kusala? Because what does sobana include other than kusala? Also the kusala vipaka cheetahs and also the kiriya cheetahs of the arahat. So this is the distinction. So that means alobana dosa not only arise with all kusala cheetahs, but with all kusala vipaka cheetahs too. Like sati, people realize sati arises with all kusala cheetahs, but they don't realize sati also arises with kusala vipaka cheetahs, like the bhavanga cheetahs when one's in deep sleep. Sati also arises with those kusala vipaka cheetahs. So this is why we use sobana, not just kusala. So it's quite subtle, quite intricate. Because who can imagine that sati arises when one's in deep sleep? Because it's a universal sobana, yeah, chetasika, yes.
And regarding the vipaka, I would like to ask a question, because there is kusala and akusala vipaka. So what determines why it's kusala and not it's akusala?
Because the kusala kamma cannot produce akusala vipaka.
But how it's for example, we say the kusala kamma produces pleasant pleasant vipaka. So this pleasant, how is it determined? Because it seems that what is pleasant is not necessarily the same for everyone. So there must be something that
is karma that determines.
It's only the karma that determines, right?
For example, at the moment, like now, we're sitting here, and through the body sense, we're experiencing the effect, the cool air. And for some, it's kusala vipaka, it's experiencing of pleasant objects, exactly the temperature's just right. But for someone else, it may be too hot or too cold, so it may be akusala vipaka. So we can't just say that it's the same. So it depends on karma whether there is the experiencing of pleasant or unpleasant objects at that moment.
But I will translate to my friends. I think that's, yeah.
So it's a good point everyone asks about that. And people think, oh, like they see a diamond ring, it must be kusala vipaka. But no, it's just visible object that's seen. And it depends on karma at that moment, whether it's desirable or undesirable visible object that's seen, whether it's kusala or akusala vipaka at that moment. I think, yeah.
When we say that it depends on, or it's determined by karma, it does mean that karma would tell, but it means that since it's the kusala cause, condition, the kusala vipaka, which cannot be known at all. We just can know that there are two kinds of vipaka, akusala vipaka and kusala vipaka. But it cannot be judged by our own like or dislike, which is not vipaka, but it's by one's own accumulation. to like or dislike that object, but the object cannot be changed at all. And when it's time for kusala vipaka to arise, when the object which is pleasant impinge on the eye base, and it's time for kusala vipaka to arise, so it could arise to see or experience that. But when it's not time, that cannot be the moment which is the result of kusala.
For example, seeing the Buddha, for example, can it be considered always the result of good karma? Not at all, only...
What is seen at that moment is visible objects, so...
It depends on the accumulations.
Depends on past karma.
Depending on the accumulations.
Depends on the part on the accumulations, what the response will be to that visible object that's seen, whether there's attachment, aversion, what kind of response?
There are two kinds of aramana, which is rupa. One is pleasant and the other is unpleasant. Can you change its characteristic from being pleasant to be unpleasant by itself? It doesn't mean that your karma can change it, but it's time for karma to experience that pleasant object. So there can be the seeing which is kusala vipaka. But when it's time for kusala vipaka, even the object's pleasant, the kusala vipaka cannot arise. But you cannot change the characteristic of rupa at all. But you might think that
it's very subtle, very subtle.
It's a very important point. Otherwise people have an idea, or whenever they see this, it's kusala vipaka, when they see that, but it's just thinking of a situation
again. They judge by kusala, that or kusala and kusala. Because no one can change the characteristic of rupa. When it's unpleasant, it is unpleasant. Even you like it, you like unpleasant object. But the vipaka must be the akusala.
She asks, is there any other cause than karma for the experience of something, the experience of an object?
That's why one should understand what moment is vipaka and what moment is the cause, the karma. As much as one can understand is that seeing is the result of karma, but no one can tell whether this moment is kusala vipaka or akusala vipaka at all, because it arrives and falls away so fast. For some kinds of aramana, only sharp panya can tell. For example, the hair, just a strand of hair here, what kind of feeling is there?
Feeling.
Yeah.
Feeling.
When it touches your forehead,
yeah.
Hard to tell.
You can't tell.
Yeah. But is it pleasant? See? Or unpleasant? Because when you do this, it means that you do not like it. This. But no time enough to know whether it's That's why as much as one can know is that there are two kinds of vipaka, and one is kusala and the other is akusala vipaka. That's all.
Actually, so many different vipaka cheetahs.
This is more important because people can recite how many kusala vipaka and how many akusala vipaka with hetu or no hetu at all. But it's not the understanding.
It's meaningless because it's not related to this moment.
I'm still coming back to what you said the other day about, like, during the first process, after the seeing. So during the first seven javana, attachment is already there. So the cause of this attachment to be there depends on accumulations? Okay. So totally anatta, no... Yes.
As soon as they're seeing pleasant objects, depending on accumulations, attachment
comes in immediately, even in the idol process. So that's why when people think, oh, they won't have attachment, but who can stop it because it arises so quickly.
She'd like to know about the difference between the process through the five sense door and then the process through the mind door.
Can there be the process of mind door without the process of sense door?
Like in a dream?
Or now.
Because you see that it seems like there is seeing, hearing, and thinking, but you think about other things else. Not follow the seeing and hearing.
Yeah. So it's same than the mind door process. It's the same than the five sense door process. Or is it different?
It follows the sense door. It has to have the same object as sense door. But when it doesn't follow the sense door, it can have its own object.
And also 17, not 17, it's only because the rupa is last 17 chittas. So in the mind door process?
Not yet. As long as the rupa is still there, there's no mind door.
So when the mind door process is not conditioned by the senses, it follows the same object. So what can be the objects of the mind door process?
Anything. Including Nibbana.
Concepts,
console.
Yes, it knows everything.
Anything, yes.
So in the first mind door process, after a sense door process, for example, there's an eye door process of those 17 cheetahs which experience the rupa, and the first mind door process that follows that, it's exactly the same object, the visible object that appears, the nimitta of visible object. And for the first one or maybe two or three, we don't know. And then after that, it is the concept of the visible object and then the many, many mind or processes. Ajahn is just emphasizing that what we're studying, whether it's in the Abhidhamma or Suttanta, whatever, is about reality, conforming with reality right now. So it's not just names or numbers or cheetahs or VT processes. It's just about reality at this moment, like thinking about a concept or an idea. And she says that it's good that if you or anyone who's studying Abhidhamma deeply comes to Hua Hin in Thailand in January, because all the people who are there are people who've really studied quite a lot and have keen interest, so it'll be good for you to be there.
But if it's not the object, it's not the people, then it's just a kusala.
It's just aloba. Metta. Yes.
Sorry, Adam. Aloba and adosa as well.
For example, if we're just seeing and no aloba and adosa arises, then it's not metta, right? If there's seeing and at the moment the object is the visible object, and
at that moment of seeing, only seven chitta seekers can arise. So yes. So at that moment of the Vipaka Chitta, no kusala, no aloba, no adosa.
But the moment after, the moment.
Idol process, yes. With the javana jitas arise. Mm-hmm. If it's kusala, then yes. Aloba and adosa, yes. But no metta. Yes.
No
yes. Yes.
So, like other people, other beings, it can be also animals or any.
Yeah. In your example, in the idol process, when visible object is the object and it's kusala in the idol process, theoretically possible, but unlikely at that moment. Oh, but yeah.
Almost
all the time. Loba or moha. Yeah. But for example, like now, there may be. Maybe in mind or process, maybe reflection on death and how death can come any time and how precious the Dharma is. So there may be kusala jita, but being is not the object and it's not understanding of reality, but maybe kusala, so aloba dosa, but no metta because being is not the object. Just reflecting on the Dharma now, kusala jitas, but no metta. At that moment, because it's the object is the Dharma, thinking about the teachings. But at moments like when you're translating, helping your friends, kusala jitas with metta, because you're concerned with helping them.
It's arising together with akusala sometime and moha sometime and many different things.
Yeah.
Akusala Dhamma and Avyakata Dhamma. What?
Avyakata.
Yeah. So Avyakata refers to all kinds of Dhammas that are not Kusala and Akusala. So in the Dhamma Sangani, the first book of the Abhidhamma, it starts off talking about Kusala Dhamma, Akusala Dhamma, Avyakata Dhamma. So all realities can be divided into Kusala, Akusala, and Avyakata. So Avyakata includes Vipaka Chitas, Vipaka Dhammas, Kiriya Dhammas, Rupas, Nibbana, all Dhammas that are not Kusala, Akusala. So all day long there is Kusala Dhamma, Akusala Dhamma, Avyakata Dhamma.
It's another way of classifying.
Like instead of saying Nama and Rupas, we can say Kusala, Akusala, Avyakata Dhammas.
Avyakata. Tức là có một cái cách chia khác. Avyakata.
So this is how the first book of the Abhidhamma starts.
It's Pali, not his own language at all.
He says he just likes to think about and recite over and over Kusala, Kusala, Abhyakata Dhamma to remind him no self, no only Dhammas.